Good morning, I'm Ron Sutz. You're listening to Adopt a Pet, presented by Matthew Johnson, DMD, your family dentist in Durham, and his two dachshunds, Olive and Peanut. I got to meet those dogs. Every Tuesday morning here on 97.9 The Hill, we meet a local pet that needs a home, and this morning I'm joined by Randy from the Goat House Refuge. Randy, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Always good to see you.
Great.
Tell us about this beautiful cat you just took out.
Yeah. Her name is Kiwi.
Kiwi.
She came to us in April from a municipal shelter, and in early April. And then in late April, she had six kittens.
Ooh.
And her kittens all had, most of them had fruit names in honor of her. There was passion, papaya, mango, and then somehow one named Tang there. And actually, I don't think I remember the other ones, but many of them were fruit names.
But her name is Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Although she doesn't look at all like a Kiwi.
No.
Tell everybody what she looks like.
She's a calico. She has a beautiful orange splotch on her face, just like someone took an orange paintbrush and painted her face.
Mm-hmm.
She has white boots on all of her paws.
Mm-hmm.
And her body is kind of speckled with black and orange and white. And
yeah.
She has a white medallion on her chest, so to speak.
Yeah.
And she's one of the prettiest calicos I think I've seen. She's actually 4.5 years old, but you wouldn't know it by looking at her. She looks like she's a teenager.
Yeah, she really does.
Yeah.
Tell us about, take just a moment if you would, and tell us about Goat House Refuge.
Yeah.
And the name may be a little misleading for the people who are hearing it maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
What is Goat House Refuge all about?
The Goat House Refuge is an animal shelter, and we have in the neighborhood of 300 cats, and you can come and visit them at any time. Just if you want to find directions to our location, just go to goathouserefuge.org.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's out in Chatham County.
Chatham County, right. It's about a half hour from Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open from noon till 3 every day. You come visit the cats. And we adopt out in the neighborhood of 18 cats a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up usually try to bring in around 18 a month to keep at our capacity. We do have in the neighborhood of 20 to 25, they're in foster care,
mm-hmm.
which means they're out in somebody's home and they're taking care of them and also socializing them, which helps them get adopted because then they're very socialized.
And this all began with Siglinda Scarpa.
That's right.
Who's just a wonderful Italian lady who grew up loving cats.
Oh, yeah.
And is, you know, with 300 cats, that's a lot of cats to take care of.
Well, she not only grew up loving cats, what part of her story is that when she was really young, she was not speaking as early as they thought she should.
Mm-hmm.
So her father gave her a cat and said, "I want you to talk to this cat." So she would go into her room and close the door and talk to her cat. So she attributes much of her development, or at least part of her development as a child, to her interaction with her cat.
Well, let me just say that I think Siglinda's made up for it in later years.
Yeah, she's pretty talkative now. <yeah.
laughs> She's a really great person. Mm-hmm. And all of you who work at the Goat House Refuge, kudos to you for taking care of these great animals and making sure that they get a home.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's like a whole new world out there.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Goat House Refuge, you feel like you are miles from nowhere.
Right.
As Cat Stevens once said, but it really ain't that far.
Well, I was going to tell you about one of the exciting things we have going on. We're having our first ever raffle, which is something the state of North Carolina allows a nonprofit to do twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having our first ever raffle. We'll sell in the neighborhood, I think, well, not the neighborhood, the exact number, I believe, is 2,500 tickets at $50 a ticket.
Wow.
One ticket will win $10,000, one will win $5,000, and one will win $1,000.
Yeah.
So you have a three out of 2,500 odds of which is like 1 in 833 odds of winning something, which is, that's pretty good odds, really.
Yeah. Not bad.
And
it's a lot better than the lottery we were talking about this morning.
Right. and you help raise money for the Goat House because we have to spend a little money to keep 300 cats going.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, listen, go to goathouserefuge.org if you'd like to find out more about the Goat House Refuge, and you'll see directions on there so you can get there and maybe visit all those cats.
Right.
And want to say that thank you for coming in and bringing Kiwi.
Yeah.
We'll get a picture of Kiwi and put her on chapelbro.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and get her a new home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Matthew Johnson, family dentist in Durham, and his two adorable dachshunds, Peanut and Olive. As I said before, I got to meet those dogs one of these days. You know, visiting the dentist doesn't have to be a drag. Matthew and his team are here for the health of your teeth, of your entire family, for a compassionate, comfortable dentist experience that's important to work with a trusted provider. And he can see you in a pinch if you need urgent care. JohnsonFamilyDentist.com. Total health starts in the mouth. 849-979 The Hill.